Oh, yeah, because you thought y'all were going to the playoffs this year.
Everybody thought we were going, man.
We won two.
I don't think nobody in Vegas would have bet that the Lakers weren't going.
That's y'all
going to the playoffs.
Y'all playoff predictions all fucked up because y'all showed.
Eric said they was going to
man,
the
we were still
true. He said they were going to beat the Warriors.
If we would have gotten that, we would have.
All right, we're going to get to it. This is Jay Green. I keep saying this is Jay Green, but especially I'm Jay Green. Anyway.
Niggas know who he is.
Yeah, they know. In here, episode 10 of the Hookup Podcast. In here 10. With my closest friends, my closest buddies.
10 weeks strong.
10 weeks strong. Got E to my left.
Time. What's up?
I got Jax to the right.
What up?
How y'all feeling, man? How y'all week been?
Stressed out.
What got you stressed, man?
Dog.
You want to talk about it? You can talk to it about you, with your friend.
My career.
Okay. They're going through a midlife crisis.
The career I'm pursuing. Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, the shit. It's gonna be good though. It's needed. You know what I'm saying? It's only gonna get harder. It's all good.
Oh, pause. But what about you?
My week has been cool.
I've been cool.
Laid up, chilling. You know.
I'm doing fine. Thank y'all for asking.
Oh, you're right.
Sister nigga, y'all never ask me how I'm feeling. Like, it's just like, I guess he's straight.
Yeah, I assume you be straight.
Oh, actually, I'm not straight.
Like they say, you the friend that check on everybody else, so nobody check on you.
check on your strong friends, man. But actually, this week I'm feeling betrayed. I'm feeling bamboozled, baffled.
Nigga said bamboozled.
I thought I was closer with y'all than apparently we are. And that's due to the fact that y'all never told me my beard was trash.
I ain't never look at your beard, nigga.
Yeah, I thought it was a beard. It was cool.
It was cool. Yeah, you should have been like, nah, Jay, I don't.
But you got a patch in your shit?
I thought my nigga shit was fresh.
Yeah, man. This week I came there. Yeah, you know, I'm just at home chilling, minding my business, you know. But I ain't going to the barbershop that week. So, we ain't going nowhere. I'm chilling, man. And I was like, fuck, I might cut the beard off, man. This shit kind of trash because I ain't been to the barbershop.
Yeah.
And she like, oh, yeah. Well, I've been wanting to tell you it's trash.
Oh, when they confirm it?
I've been wanting to tell you it's trash, but you was fucking with it, though. So I let you keep it.
Hey, you need that, though. You need that.
I ain't never had no beard, so I don't even know how that.
I'll be out here lost. Need that woman to let you know what time it is. Yeah. I step out thinking I'm fresh to death.
Oh, that shit hurt me, dog. She took me to the heart. Dog. I've been rocking this shit for like 3 months and you ain't never told
so
me.
So you had like a patch on both sides or just one? All
right, well, you keep bringing up a patch.
What you had? How else could it be?
We don't need to get to that. Just somebody know what she was doing. She was trash. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like y'all should have been the ones to let me know ahead of time, but whatever.
I'm not telling no nigga about his beard, man. Like, I'm not.
Oh,
nah.
But she, that time you cut your shit a little too low, I was like, I don't know, bro.
What you talking about? My little chin hair?
Nah, when your hair.
You talking about my hair?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Like, I had to. I fucked my shit up, so right, I had to cut it low.
We ain't gonna go too far. Anyway, but we wanna thank all the supporters, all of the fans, the followers, and everything. We reached that 1,000 listener mark. The 1,000 listener mark. Actually, we went to 1.1.
Lit.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's a big accomplishment. But we couldn't do that without y'all. All the shares, all the reposts, keep that up. You know, let us know how you feel about it. All feedback is good feedback. As always, we're going to start with the questions of the week. And I really pray E has them queued up.
I got you.
Yeah. Episode 10, we on one.
Shit, yeah, we lit now. All right, question one. Can men and women be friends without either party wanting more out of the relationship?
If it's a business relationship, I would say yeah, but...
I mean, that ain't gonna stop somebody tough. From wanting more.
Nah, I think if you got, like... But nah, I got, you know, females I converse with as far as, like, you know, music things. And just, like, you know, when we had, you know, Single Lives Matter up here on the podcast, like, you know, they still the homies. They, you know, I guess friends. But I think as long as it's business, yeah. But it's, like, if you just meet a chick at a bar, like, through social media or something like that, it ain't gonna never just be, like, you're not finna just be friends with a chick that you ain't got no business with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if y'all not benefiting... Like, as far as money or, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually y'all doing something for each other that benefits each other. Mm-hmm. That, and y'all don't, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, nah, I ain't never just had no female friend that I was just cool with. You know what I'm saying? I'd have some that I'm cool with. You feel me? But it's like, I still, you know what I'm saying? It came across my mind because I'm a dude. You know, I was young and shit. Like,
oh, you nasty.
Man, look. Y'all see what I'm saying, though. But yeah, like, I ain't never had no female friend that was
that just, you didn't just, you, if she asked if you wanted to smash, you wouldn't be like, of course not. We're like brother and sister.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, the only female friends I had that I never looked at like that was, they was either my partner girl, your girl, shit. Because it's like, other than that, I'm not talking to no female. What I'm talking to you for? Like, when I was at a single, if I'm talking to you, I'm knocking you down.
Yeah. I can say it can coexist. Now, the question was, you know, without either party want more. I know I didn't want more. You know, I can't speak for them because they
be pressed.
You know, they never, you know, went with they move or anything. So I can, you know, be friends with a female and it just be strictly that. Like, okay, cool. We, you know, we may talk, we see each other, we may hug, we may, you know, converse for a little while. But I feel like it's possible. Like, you know, especially.
Okay, if they unattractive, yeah, shit. Yeah. If they unattractive and you never, yeah, it's not going to cross your mind because you like, she hit, but she cool, she the homie. So, yeah, I probably had females that were just friends because they was ugly. Sorry, that don't sound right, but.
Like, definitely some people about to cut you off right
exactly
now.
Exactly, that's about to happen. Like, okay, Chelsea and Drika. Like, you know, me and E was real cool with them. Yeah. And I never, like, looked at them as like, shh.
How you got cool with them?
We went to school together.
But I'm saying, like, how y'all got cool in school?
Being stupid just as being, a bitch in school.
I guess just being stupid and sitting together. So it was kind of like, you know. It just kind of like happened, all happened organically. Like we was just, you know, we was all cool and was like just being friends.
They but, whole clique kind of like niggas though. So you can really just kick it with them just on some joking shit.
It was never just thinking, shout out Chelsea and Drika.
I was about to say, Drika let you have it on some roasting shit.
Yeah, I about to say. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, is it like.
Did they have a nigga at the time?
I can't remember. They've had a nigga in their lives.
Probably. See, that's what I'm saying. You knew. But if they were single, your man would have been a little different.
No, I want to say I ain't gonna try to stop.
Or maybe you just ain't find them attractive.
Okay, that could be the case. But I can you know what I'm saying? I can, you know, look at it and just be like, you know, once I put a female, and this is when I was single, of course, but like not right now. But once I put a female in that zone, it's just kind of like, well, would it be the friend zone?
Yeah, we definitely put it females in friend zone.
Men put females in the friend zone. Like once they go in that zone, it's kind of like I don't even look at you like that. It's kind of
like sis.
Yeah, like you're a sis. Like I'm, you know what I'm saying? I don't even look at you in that light or being in a relationship or wanting to smash or nothing like that. It's just, you know, you cool. Hey, like what's going on with you? So I feel like it can. Without, like I said, I never wanted more, so I'm assuming so.
I keep that to a minimum because
I don't know. It's tough, man. I feel like. Because it go both ways.
Can
like,
we see how you feel?
Oh, my fault.
The nigga just cut me.
My bad, man. I'm drunk.
I'm going to keep it short. But yeah, I keep that to a minimum because like you said, even in some situations, I be chilling, but sometimes it be the chick, like she trying to press for a little bit more. So I stay away from those situations, especially in a relationship. I don't feel like no chick need to, because I feel like even with the homeboy situation, I feel like if you threw it at your homeboy, then he'd catch it. So, I mean, a nigga gonna be a nigga. So, I try and keep that to a minimum. I know how females is. So, if I'm in a relationship, I try and keep that to a minimum, too. Just out of respect for my relationship.
Okay, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, but now if my homegirl in a relationship and I already always joke with her and just not like on no... like no sexual shit, but just like joke with on some crack and shit, then her significant other has a problem with it. Okay. So then I respect her relationship. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's how I am with it. I just don't be up on it like that.
Like I said, I guess it's a purpose thing. Like,
yeah, it depend on the timing. That's what it is for me, the timing. Because I think if y'all both single, it'll cross the female or the male.
It's going to cross
at some point.
Y'all.
If y'all both single, you feel me? But if y'all like grew up together for real, like if y'all grew up from elementary, middle school, high school, whatever, and y'all been friends the whole time, then it might not. Because I done seen, like, best friends turn into boyfriend and girlfriend. And, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think it just depends on the timing. Like,
yeah,
that's what I think it is. That's probably the only way I can see it never happening, is if, like, y'all always been in a relationship and y'all still been friends or whatever. But I don't know.
And yeah, okay, yeah. I think
the way the world work, like, a man and a female that's around each other all the time is gone. Yeah, you see what I'm saying.
And okay, and that's the breaking point. Like, shit, when you say friends, are we talking best friends?
How close,
like,
you
always
is,
being
yeah,
together.
Shit,
yeah. Yeah, and if y'all been, like, best friends and friends before me, then I'm not really, I can't say nothing about that, I don't feel, so.
Yeah.
All right, I did. Yeah. Let me go to the next question. All right, our second question. Should a woman be bashed for having condoms already?
I'm going to say, nah, because, I mean, she prayed to say sex, you feel me? So, I can't get mad at that, man, shit. If she a woman who knows she won't, you feel me?
I ain't going to lie, like, it might throw me.
Yeah, it'll throw me up. When
oh,
I
got you.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, she with the business, okay.
Oh, it's going up.
Yeah, I wouldn't really trip, you know what I'm saying? Now, if this a girl, like, that I'm about to pursue a relationship with, then I had to ask, like, why you got like a whole pack in here? Like, if it's a girl, I really want, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, a whole pack better than an empty pack, though.
Yeah. Mm. I don't want to see no pack at all if I'm trying to make you the wife, you feel me?
Okay, but
so you
gotta,
will look at them.
You got to think about it, though. Like, I see a lot of these.
Because you can't be an actor while I'm pursuing you.
Okay. Right. I can see,
for a relationship, though, I would say.
I can see, like I see a lot of these chicks with any baby daddies. And I'd be like, it's probably a product of them not having no rubber.
Like, wait, what?
Like, you know, the chick could be single as fuck and never mention anything about having an old man, and then boom, pregnant. Whole gender reveal and shit. So I guess it's all
I feel like females are always fucking somebody.
It's all about that presentation. Like, I guess if she whipped the condom out, like, just don't open that motherfucker up with, like, no ramen noodle packet or something.
I ain't never had
this. Fucking well,
she,
that.
I ain't never had this
shit. She tear it off for you.
That shit never happened to me at all.
Her whipping one out on you?
Like, ain't no female ever put no condom out on me.
Nah, me.
Yeah, so
that's kind of like disrespectful. Like,
what if she pull out a Durex? Then what?
A Durex? What's that?
That's what you shouldn't.
That's that cheap ass kind they be giving out at the clinics and shit, I think.
Nah, man. Nah. I don't want you to pull out nothing. You feel me? Like, nah.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't think they should be bashed. Like, I guess it's like a backup plan.
Not
like, you know,
at all,
a lot of all. You know, if you already in the moment and, like, okay, the dude might not thought he was gonna get that night and he came unprepared. Like, if you in the moment, you might slip into some raw sex, but you know, if the chick prepared, like, oh no, I got one. Like, I guess, like, I don't think it's just like a terrible thing.
I don't know, bro. If like you go to her house and she got like some in her drawer or something, then cool. But if she got them like in the purse, like every day, like then it's like, all right, you moving like a nigga, like
spontaneous. It might pop off anywhere.
It ain't. I don't think it's wrong. No, I do what y'all do, man. Shit.
Yeah, man. I don't think it's
fucking.
I don't think it should be bad. Like I said, it's all about the presentation. Like, don't just open up a drawer and it's fucking 93 condoms sitting there, fucking all kind of flavors and everything else. Like, if you got a couple, like, just in case, cool.
Laying around.
Yeah, you know, not laying around. Like, you don't want to just find condoms all in the bed. Shit.
I ain't never had it happen.
It's a fucking trap door.
I'd say it ain't stopping nothing if she pull one out, for sure.
He said it ain't stopping nothing. Shit.
Alright, so that's gonna end the questions of the week. As always, we want you to keep sending those. If we didn't answer this week, you know, send it again, or you know, just DM it or something like that. If we can't get to all of them, we try to pick the best ones. It's gonna bring up the best conversation. And so I seen a post. Oh, I might have been listening to the Joe Budden podcast when they was talking about how men can remix clothes and how women ought to be jealous about that. What do y'all?
Females got the cheaper clothes though, so I don't hear shit.
Yeah, they should do be cheap.
I don't hear nothing. They can get fresh out of Walmart, Rainbow, whatever.
See, a nigga can get fresh out of Walmart.
Not every nigga.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not every female either, but I don't know. Like, niggas, you don't hear no female talking about no designer shit, unless it might be a purse or something. But that's a nigga buying them purses and shit. I feel like, I don't know.
Because you can have them all designer and be trash as fuck.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, definitely.
Yeah, it's all right. Them niggas who go like all out their way to show their motherfucking belt. That belt ain't never got you no pussy, fam.
You ain't finna see my belt, so
I don't even think I own a belt.
I don't even say it, though, honestly. You sound pretty gay talking about you don't own no belt.
Like, I sound gay because I don't own a belt. Nah, I buy my pants to where I don't need a belt for
them. So you just buy them hoes hella tight.
Nah, nigga, I just buy them on my waist, like, to where it's like, all right, cool. They might fall a little bit, but they I don't need just a.
He got that gentleman swag.
Yeah,
That gentleman swag.
I ain't got no fucking belt.
You got that little swag.
Anyway,
you ride them over like Jim Short, just throw them shits on.
That's almost like when you walk around with fucking Jim Short in no pockets, dog. You.
That's the worst.
Yeah, you gotta have.
You
pockets
losing it. But like nigga can have like 5-6 pair of jeans, a couple sweatpants, and some gym shorts, and that's it. But she, you put on another shirt, and that's a whole other outfit. Chicks are real deal have fucking 50 pair of jeans, 8 pair of black tights. Like, dog, you just need 2 of them. Like,
I'm telling you, man, this should be cheap, bro.
Yeah, this should do be.
I'd be about to say
I can get off a whole year with just 5 fits.
Just 5 fits. I don't even feel like looking for them.
All seasons.
A whole year.
But shit, after niggas getting old, niggas don't step out like they used to.
Yeah, nigga be
it ain't even about stepping out. I go out. Man, look, nigga know how I'm coming.
The dumb one.
For the listeners, how you coming, Jax?
Shit. I step in that bitch, I'm right now. I ain't got to be the freshest nigga. That shit don't mean nothing.
That's true.
You feel me? Like, man, look.
That's true, like I said.
You could be, man, I ain't anybody getting to it. I ain't anybody get y'all together.
I was about to say, Jax be kicking this shit every week on this bitch. Talking that shit.
All in his damn
feelings.
I
ain't going to do it, bro.
Nah, we know who shouldn't have did it, and that was that's Kodak Black with him and his comments towards Lauren London after the tragic passing of Nipsey Hussle. So do y'all feel he was wrong for what he said?
I don't already told y'all how I feel. I can't fuck with Kodak no more.
No, that's your boy.
So I had to cut the nigga off. I can't even fuck with Kodak no more.
So you not going to pose with
that's my shit.
How's that your shit?
I've been doing that shit since Kodak was like 12. That's my shit. I just don't know how to grill.
So why didn't you call Kodak out about that?
We was working on some shit.
He ain't trying to get no clout, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, well, I ain't clout chasing
no clout
these
off
niggas.
Nigga, man.
TC just did it.
Talking about gunning them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was fucked up though. That's talking about that spider shit. Anyway, back to the.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But fuck Kodak. What you think about Jax?
Man, I don't think
took a deep breath. Hit on the bullshit.
Man, it just depend on how you look at it. Because I mean, he ain't say like no fuck shit, but it was just bad timing, and it's not how you should be thinking. In that time, you feel me?
The worst time impossible.
Cause a lot, yeah, that nigga be on live all the time, and that's how he get fucked up. Cause he just be answering shit, and niggas are asking him, you know what I'm saying? And he on there talking about, oh, Lauren London, she about to be a widow. Like, why you excited about that, my nigga?
Yeah, I think.
Like,
yeah.
For one, she might not even be checking for you or nobody. She might want to be single the rest of her life. You don't even know. You feel me? And still, it's just like, okay, Nipsey is dead. He ain't disrespect Nipsey, but it's still like, okay, you one of them grimy niggas, like, okay, yeah, that nigga dead. Cause why else would you even think like that? You know what I'm saying? Talking about, yeah, shit, I had to, I don't know his exact words, but I took it as, shit, he wouldn't mind going in the friend zone for a year or two or however long it took, and mm-hmm. then once she over, you know what I'm saying, the death or whatever, then you could go with your move. But nah, like,
I've been seeing a lot of
that's typical nigga shit though. Like, niggas go to jail and niggas shoot at they partner home, like, shoot at they partner girl that's in jail and shit. And yeah,
and see, that's what I was thinking, because I've been seeing a lot of these niggas, these grimy niggas I know, hollering about how Kodak fucked up. But yeah, I done heard stories about you being in your dog old lady inbox and shit and all that. So,
and that's because niggas, man, niggas don't really be cool, bro. Like when I'm cool with a nigga, like, we cool, we family, we solid, I know what it is. But a lot of these niggas be cool with 100 niggas, and y'all niggas ain't how y'all think y'all is.
Ain't no way you that solid.
Ain't nobody just. Nah, bro. You got a cool little circle of 2 to 10 max. You feel me? But other than that, you ain't just fucking the closest with 40, 50 niggas. And that's how niggas be moving. I don't be.
Yeah.
Listen, that's why I can't just bash them for it, because really that's everyday shit. That shit go on all the time. Niggas fucking with they. Yeah. Shooting at they niggas, old ladies, and all kind of shit like that.
That's was never cool with Nipsey. So.
Yeah, I can't bash you for that, but I know how you move, and I can put you over there with them niggas, them other niggas that I don't move with like that. So, them niggas, and it's us niggas.
Yeah, I feel like it was a lot with timing.
Yeah, that's what I say, it's bad timing. Yeah. Like if he say this shit, you know what I'm saying? A year from now, it ain't really no anybody gonna really say that.
Would he say that on live if Nipsey was alive?
Wouldn't nobody ask him.
I don't think it was.
You think he'd have that same energy if he was alive? Like, shit, fuck it.
Cause he fuck with Nipsey. Probably everybody fuck with Nipsey.
Exactly. So if you didn't have that energy when he was alive, the defenders.
But nah, it's just like he couldn't have the energy because it's like you know that's his girl. That's a hypothetical that'll never.
So it was more so time, and then like he didn't just say anything outright disrespectful, like, man, I fucked the shit out of Lauren London.
He didn't go too far, you know, with it.
I feel like he didn't need it. It was unnecessary.
Didn't need it at this time.
I'm big on, you know, unnecessary things. Like, okay, that wasn't needed. Like, you could have been like, you could have skipped over that question.
Some nigga be high, man. Nigga be fucked up. That's how all them young niggas be.
Like you said with the lives, you know, you had Boosie on live, upset about his 300 albums.
Somebody lied to Boosie, man. It was Somebody lied to Boosie. I can sell 300.
I think
dog.
He talking about like the niggas who actually went to iTunes.
It's more than 300.
And purchased.
Do you think?
You think so?
They had to be going off of how many went.
When last time you purchased somebody shit on iTunes?
Oh, never.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot. 300. Like saying, it would be believable if it was somebody like fucking, and not to throw no salt on this nigga name, but it was like if it's like Young Bleed or like Max Minnelli just dropped his last album. If he sold 300, okay, that's kind of believable.
Boosie sold 300, dog.
I believe that nigga, dog. Boosie's face was, he wasn't lying. As hard as he was going, he was show about them numbers. He asked a couple times, nigga.
Get the fuck off my line.
Yeah. You got three, Boosie. Three up under you. Shit. 3,000? That's it. Get the fuck off my live right now.
Why I don't see my numbers going down?
Right now.
And it is crazy ass. Like, oh yeah, she said she bought that bitch.
You can stay.
You can stay. You got it.
I wish I was on live that day so I could have been on that bitch rep thigh. You know I got you, Boosie.
You know I copped that, boo.
I said, he really did all that bitch, taking niggas word of mouth too, nigga, all that bitch. You know I got that bitch. I ain't going nowhere, Boos.
That's the crazy part, but it like you said with the sales, okay, you got Lil Nas X. He just added Billy Ray Cyrus to the Old Town Road remix.
Lit.
So does that, and then it put him in the country category, but they say he's number one on the Billboard charts now.
So that's everything, right?
That's everything, like number one song out right now.
That's lit.
It was already on Billboard, or was it just on country Billboard?
It was on country.
I know it was on Billboard, but it wasn't number one. But now he's number one, passing Drake. God's Plan was what, 69 million streams in 1 week, and he surpassed it with 80 million. And
that's the hip hop community.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't think that was just Billy Ray Cyrus bringing all that. Like,
you don't think he put his sauce on it? Made it.
He
money?
Did put his sauce on it. That's a good. I like that song.
Yeah, so it's like tough.
We know the hip hop extraordinaire.
I don't like this song. I fuck with him and what he doing, but I don't like that song.
Let us step out somewhere right now and they
better
play.
Better not hear that shit.
He's gonna be moving. He's gonna be up in this town.
We moving to what? A guitar?
If I hear I Got the Horses in the Back, it's going.
Tonight I might be because I'm faded. But
exactly, that's all you need.
You ever gonna be out and not be faded?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to be out a couple times tonight.
Oh, and ladies, stop posting pictures. And your caption being, I got the horses in the back. Stop.
I ain't seen that one.
Follow
the wrong individual.
Yeah, here you go.
Who got that, though? I got to see that tag. That's a hashtag?
The horses in the back. That must mean she got them. I ain't even going.
All right.
Big old freak.
Big old freak.
I like this song, man. I ain't gonna flex.
You like big old freak, but you don't like old time.
Meg Thee Stallion tough. Wild. I ain't gonna flex.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Meg Thee Stallion tough. I fuck with big old raps, man. She can rap for real.
Now you seen
going off no appearance.
You seen all right. you seen Will Smith. You seen Will Smith want to do the video with Lil Nas and Billy Ray.
The Wild Wild West
see that, but I heard about it.
Yeah, he said he gotta be in the video. He even posted the Wild Wild West picture. Say he gotta do it.
You gotta call Will when he give you that.
They gotta do it, man, because it's Will Smith, bro. He can't. Come on, man. Will Smith like everybody. Grandpa on some shit. Like Will Smith, he kind of like, you know how like Jay-Z is to the rap game? That's what Will Smith is and Denzel and them is to like just entertainment, period.
Why he got to do it though?
Why he got to do it?
Yeah, Will ain't never did like no country song.
Nah,
he said he just got to be in the video.
He's saying he just got to be in the video. He ain't saying he got to do the song.
Oh, he just want to be in the video.
I'm all through that bitch.
See, if I had Will money though, I'd just be hitting niggas up. Yeah, make sure when y'all shoot that, put me up in that.
You see, he did the comedy show.
Yeah, I'm about to say Will do whatever he want to do.
That nigga all up and through that bitch.
All right, but I brought that up because my question is, he worried about doing videos, but he ain't checked August Alsina yet.
Oh, man.
About that topic we talked about last week.
He can't be too hard on his son, man.
Who?
Will.
Nah, if his son fucking him
that son, that's about to be his daddy, huh?
I don't know. What would that relationship be?
I don't know. It's a whole bunch of weird
that'd
shit.
Be his, that August would be his adopted son.
But nah, but if he hitting Jada, wouldn't that be his, like, I don't know, what would he be?
That'd just be...
it'll be more confusing for the kids, because that's like they brother, father-in-law. I mean, stepfather.
Like brother, stepfather. Abducted in plain sight, shit, man. He hitting the whole family.
The whole family. Man, he's striking Will.
He got to be for Will not to be to put hands on him already.
Yeah, you'll have to see me.
I don't think he care about that shit. He know what it really is. I don't think August to drop that shit, he ain't smashed.
You don't think?
You don't think he that bold?
For him to drop, for him, if he did, he wouldn't have. Nah. He wouldn't be talking about it if he did. Because there's nothing to brag about. For real, I mean,
nigga, if you done took,
right. I get what you said. It is something to brag about, but for him, it ain't.
For who? For Will or for August?
For August, it ain't nothing to brag about. It's like you close with her, like you know what I'm saying?
That's
now, if you would, huh?
That's his mom, his adopted mom.
I'm not about to say that.
that ain't a trip.
That's what they say, but nah, that ain't something. Nah, bro.
But my thing is, even like you said, if he made a song about it, okay. When you
write, Kodak smashed Jada, yeah, he could brag about it.
What's the difference?
what's the difference?
It's different because he don't know her.
All right. Well, okay. When you write a song, right? Those are your thoughts, and that's how you feeling at the time. Mm. So for him to make this hypothetical song that's about Jada,
them some strong feelings.
That like he wrote those lyrics before he like. That ain't just no like, all right, fuck, I'm just gonna write some shit. Like
every lyric in that song ain't apply to her, cause he dropped it twice. Mm-hmm. He dropped the text thread the first time and it said Corinne, but I never knew that was her middle name or nothing. I just saw that it was like, you know, him talking about a girl or something like that. Then the second one he posted, and then he had like the Jada Pinkett meme on there, and I was like, damn, what the fuck?
That was all one video. It was one long thread.
But I think it was two though, because the first one I seen didn't have a Jada Pinkett meme in there.
Don't.
And the second one I seen did have it in there, and that's when he got to talking about what he said here, like I showed you the signs and you didn't, I don't know, some shit basically talking about he shot his shot and she ain't fuck with it or something. That's what he's basically saying.
All
so
this
I was like,
he ain't got Will Smith money.
Yeah. Shit, it sounded like he shot his shit and he made a one. He called her one time and then she wasn't fucking with it.
Goddamn,
cause it ain't no long term situation.
That I love this shit ain't like Big Willie style. Yeah, I don't too much care if the nigga won or not. I feel like if you will, you gotta put hands on him. Just let him know, like, let it be known, like, nah, that won't be tolerated.
Yeah, you ain't gotta.
Nah, no. They not in the same lane, so he ain't finna.
Okay, somebody put hands on him.
Nah, you gotta put your hands on.
They ain't two ain't different. They in different tax brackets, so. Okay. He ain't about to.
Yeah, so you can't just beat him up. You can grab by his neck, slap his best him life.
So y'all not believe in August apology?
I ain't look at it as an apology. I just look at it as just like replying to what the fans think.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He was talking about the conspiracy theories and how everybody trying to put two and two together.
Fuck that. That's an apology. now I gotta beat your ass for giving me a reason for you having a reason to apologize.
Like I feel like, cause didn't you say Jada and August had unfollowed each other? Mm-hmm. Cause in his little post he said they had been talking every day since the song. But for when I'm putting my hands on him for that. Like, nah, why y'all talking every day? But like, okay, if y'all been talking every day, why did y'all unfollow each other?
Man, that go to what we were talking about earlier with the whole friend zone shit, bro. Like, August might be the nigga who trying to step past the boundary, and Jada trying to keep it like mother, son, or brother, sister, or something. Well,
that nigga, he got to get out y'all house then.
He recording Bad Boys 3. We know August ain't putting out no music, so he got all kind of time.
I don't even really want to speak on August too much because he fucked up. Like, he be going through shit, bro.
He went blind.
Nah, it ain't even just that though. Like he be going through shit. Like
I can't give you that pass.
Cause his brother passed, and you know all he had was his sister-in-law and the kids, and then the mother died. So now he got to take care of his three nieces. So I don't really know what his head is. So I don't really want.
All right, before you take care of all that, I'm gonna have to put my hands on.
But now, nah, real talk, like I ain't gonna lie, I ain't seen a nigga go through that much shit in the game. Well, show a nigga that he going through that much shit in the game since.
Yeah, because he definitely cried on every song of his last album.
I'm going to show y'all live going through some more shit.
Ain't no telling where he's at.
If I'm going to figure out where he's at.
This is what we're going to see. We're going to find out. But, we run into each other.
This is totally off subject. But did y'all see that robot make that half-court shot at the basketball game?
They taking over.
See this shit.
And I'm trying to tell, but like, okay, so the robot was just set up at half-court, and they put the ball in the robot hand. And he just flicked that motherfucker up.
That's not what happened.
Okay.
They handed the ball to the robot. The robot put the ball in perfect shooting form.
Damn.
Went up with it, came down with it, sized it up, and then let it go.
That's what I'm saying.
He went up with, what you mean? Like he raised the ball?
Yeah, he went through a whole shooting form.
I'm mad to see this
shit. And that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all motherfuckers be, hey Siri and hey Alexa. Y'all gonna be upset when your motherfucking phone and transform and standing over your ass in the bed.
Talking back to your ass.
Technology getting out of hand. Like, I don't trust none of it. Like, I don't, like, you know, you just say, hey Siri, and, you know, they just, did she talk back? Nah, I don't even have that shit on. Nah, you don't even be hearing shit.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I always heard people say, like, anything that's in a movie, anything somebody can think of can happen.
Yeah.
Like, aliens, ain't nobody just get high and think of that shit.
Or imitates life.
Or just like people saying the earth is flat and all that type of shit. Like, I don't know. People have reasons for saying what they say. But as far as the robot shit,
I ain't
trying to die to no fucking robot.
That's tough. Hey Siri, now she didn't grab you by your fucking neck.
Not even like that though. But just
Siri,
like,
pile down.
Just like how people trying to. I don't know, bro. Because it's like, obviously a robot ain't got a mind of its own. But I guess in the movies and shit, they give it to him, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's just like, nah, bro. Like,
but you, okay.
I don't know. I don't see how a robot would, like, think on his own.
Have free will.
But this is the thing.
Yeah, like, how would a robot just be like, I'm about to go kill a nigga today? Like,
you ain't never just thought, like, okay, when you Google something, like you gonna be on YouTube, and, like, earlier we was talking about Schoolboy Q being on the game. And I was talking to y'all about KDOT playing a game. I literally went on YouTube and was like, Kendrick Lamar plays Grand Theft Auto. And you typed in YouTube and it comes up. So, so they have to put some kind of system into the algorithms to make stuff like that happen. So I feel like with the algorithms already making them that smart, they can, you know, they can start overcoming things.
Nah, I don't think, fuck no, like
you don't want to think like that. Our robot
because it's like how, bro. All
right,
watch our robot again.
Watch our robot. You gonna see how it's gonna happen.
I ain't really fuck with that shit because I ain't want to fuck with this.
You
shit.
Don't. It's here. No.
But it's like, what we gonna? I mean, I done seen human robots and shit. Like they, you know, they got the little stores. They got them green people that come inside and shit. But
you can literally be laying in your bed.
A robot can't program itself, bro.
But like I'm saying, like those computer systems, because okay, you have a robot, but there's a computer system inside that robot.
So you're saying that somebody hack it or something?
Not even hack it. Like, you know, eventually, like technology forever growing, it learns every day. Like, okay, say you drop a song and it becomes a hit. Okay, so now that information is now being plugged in to
a system.
Into the system. So yeah. And that's forever growing, forever learning. Like, I don't want to get into the whole geeky and nerd conversation. That's
exactly what your ass sounds like. Right.
Trying to tell you, nigga, dog, you can real deal be laying down in your bed and be like, Alexa, play Shake That Monkey by Too Short, and she gonna fucking find Shake That Monkey by Too Short.
Shake That Monkey gonna be playing.
Because it's programmed in there.
But that's what I'm saying. All those different, you can ask anything, and all those different programs are just constantly.
But you can't say, hey Alexa, go kill this nigga. She not gonna do it.
That's because she don't have legs yet.
Now you already got one shooting the fucking perfect jump shot from half court. Can you shoot from half court?
That gotta be fucked.
Money. First shot. Oh yeah.
As far as that shit, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, you have
somebody calculated that, bro. That was planned out.
That's what I'm saying. You calculated it, but
a human had to do that.
Now a human is calculating that. You know they always the United States or Russia, anybody's looking for that perfect soldier. Like they looking for that perfect soldier. So of course, the Russia or United States or North Korea, anybody gonna be like, shit, fuck they gonna do with us? We got robots running out there. So, you know, people.
That wouldn't happen.
You don't want it to happen.
It's too many chains of command to go through. That shit ain't gonna happen, bro. All right.
That's one thing.
I think the closest thing would be like,
your car transforming because you.
Yeah, they got like a self-driving car or like a self-driving boat or like a self-driving airplane or something like that. I could see something like that. But
that's already out though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I could see that. But as far as like a robot that acts like a human, it does like all this shit humans do. I don't see it happening because it's like, shit, you could turn that motherfucker off. You should be like, the fuck you mean? They run off a battery. They ain't got no heart. They ain't got no brain. Man, we need to talk about
solar power. That run off sound like.
We need to talk about some other shit.
You've been spooked.
We're
going to talk about some other shit. Let's talk about your Lakers.
Bruh.
Man, fuck them niggas.
Oh, nah, fuck them niggas. LeBron.
Them niggas is the Clippers.
LeBron was the savior. Nah, they ain't the Clippers. Clippers in the playoffs.
Man, that show was hype as a bitch during preseason. I thought we was lit, nigga.
We was lit.
We had
a squad. Nonzo was lit. Fuck. Heart was lit.
Never lit. I'm
saying. So, what y'all gonna do, man? Magic Johnson to step down, man.
I'm about to go for the job. I'm about to be running Lakers operations.
I don't know, bro. I don't think nobody want to deal with him. I don't think no players want to deal with him. I don't think no coaches want to deal with him. I don't think nobody want to deal with the Lakers.
Give me a call.
Because they see it ain't no loyalty. The players see it ain't no fucking loyalty. And the coaches see it ain't no fucking loyalty.
They're for damn
coaches,
sure.
Coaches, bro. We done had so many coaches. We done had so many different players. It's just like you going to a job and you know niggas getting fired every 2 weeks.
Bruh, if we get Tyronn Lue.
I'm telling you, it's coming. they gonna throw Monty Williams out there like he even got a fucking chance.
Like, no on, chance of hell.
We don't need Ty Lue, man. He was having.
Because you won't have Ty Lue.
He was having heart problems.
LeBron, I'm the captain now.
LeBron ain't shit right
my
now,
thing
man.
Is,
LeBron,
I seen a meme that said Magic Johnson been dealing with AIDS for 28 years and he been dealing with 9 months of LeBron. That man was crying in the press conference.
What I be saying, niggas be going too far, bro. a joke.
That's what I'm saying though. Like this man, like, because he's saying, you know, he's stepping out. It's best for him. That's what he want to do. But yet he's crying in the press conference. Like I feel like somebody pressed him. I feel like somebody hopped on his ass and, you know, he was just like, you know, I can't deal with this. But like, I don't know. It's just weird, the whole situation.
I think it was a situation like that. Like you say, all of them got relationships because Magic too close to the organization. So him and Jeannie Buss, they kind of like close friends. I think he called it like his sister or something. So, you know, you don't want to get into it with like your people.
I think it was an emotional decision. Like, I feel like he still want to be there. He still want to do that. But it's like, He ain't adjust to the lifestyle, I guess, as quick as he thought. And it's making him just be like, man, fuck this shit. But I guarantee you, a month from now, couple months, year from now, he could be like, he gonna kind of wish he was still there when shit get to going how it's supposed to go.
I don't think so.
Because 2 years not in the NBA, like,
not a long time.
2 years is not a long time at all. Yeah, fuck no. It's just like, just how you seen like the Magic back in the playoffs, the Nets back in the playoffs, the Sixers back in the playoffs. That shit took time, bro. Like the Sixers, I don't know if they just drafted the right people or they got the right pieces around them, but it's like they did it. Look at the Bucks, look at the Nets, look at the Magic. And shit, it's like the Lakers trying to do it, but they not keeping the right pieces, I feel like. I don't know, bro. Because the coaching staff ain't got to be just crazy. Like, you just got to have the players, bro. And I feel like Luke, you know what I'm saying? He just ain't had no respect. And like, you bring LeBron there. Nah, bro. It's just like, it worked in Miami because you got, like, a Pat Riley. Eric Spoelstra was the new coach. But it's like, you still got to play like Wade. There. You still got to play like Chris Bosh there. So, mm-hmm. like, you got, like LeBron, he not looking towards Rondo to see if he doing the right thing.
Yeah.
He not. He don't give a fuck about Lance.
Like, he may like him as players, but he don't really respect him like that. Not, so just,
fuck no.
That's why all the motherfuckers on the trading block.
Yeah. Shit, shit.
But then now you got Luke. They say he parting ways.
Luke, ain't Luke young? Ain't he the same age as LeBron?
Luke like
he probably a little older.
They came in the same draft class.
He went to college for like 3-4 years. Yeah, he older by 3 years.
Yeah.
But they saying he parted ways, but he that's just him. Like that's your job, letting you know, hey nigga, we gonna fire you. So you might want
to
quit.
We need to get Jason Kidd. Goddamn.
I think
they said they was thinking about Jason Kidd.
I think it's more so a Magic legacy. Like, okay, you this story, Laker, you ain't got to deal with. Okay, the Lakers shit water and it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you want to deal with that either, because that's really.
It ain't his fault, because without the injuries, we would be in the playoffs at least.
But
it ain't his fault all the way.
But how much have you heard shit that the Lakers had injuries that kept them out of the playoffs? Or how much have you heard that Magic been making bad decisions keeping them out of the
playoffs? Yeah, I agree, he did more bad than good, but I ain't just gonna put this season on Magic. Like, the front office probably got like 10-20% of what happens on the court.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it really affected, I feel like, because you got like Kuzma, you got Lonzo, you got Brandon Ingram. They all like, fuck, we about to get traded, man. We live, we in L.A., man. We just out here. Like, Lonzo, and it just took off the rest of the season, his first and second year.
He pulled a Kawhi. But,
And talking about some ankle shit. Like,
say, somebody was saying, make Kobe the president of the basketball operations.
Nah,
I don't think Kobe.
Because, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was watching, like, you know, ESPN Sports and the shit like that. They were just saying, like, in the history of the game, it ain't never been, like, You see, Michael Jordan couldn't even get the fucking. Well, I ain't gonna say couldn't get him there, but Michael Jordan and the Bobcats. How they even make the playoffs this year?
Who?
The Bobcats. Well,
The Hornets.
They got talent, though. No, they ain't make it. Mm-hmm. The Magic made that motherfucker.
Still,
the Nets made it.
But
the Hornets didn't. You know what I'm saying? Even if you look at the best person right now, might be Larry Bird, and he assistant coach on the Pacers, huh?
Nah, he's up in the high.
He's not assistant.
Okay, well, see.
He may have been doing exactly
he
what
he got something doing. To do with it, but he not like, it's just like, it just don't work out, bro. It don't work out.
Larry Bird got more time on his hands. Magic still owned the Dodgers.
It wouldn't work out with Kobe.
You don't have time.
I think egos play a factor with that shit.
Somebody said Kobe first, his first thing he going to do, they make him president, is trade LeBron.
Probably. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think like basketball players, especially like come on, man.
They too emotional.
I'm telling you, them niggas don't have time for that shit. Then Kobe can't train other people. He can't do the detail on people no more. If he's in that office, it's everything's strictly Lakers. Everything's tampering.
But they did think Magic, like, they thought Magic Johnson was going to be that face, that name to bring all those big names, but you gotta think about it.
I ain't think of that.
Yeah, of course, because you think, okay, Kevin Durant,
I'm thinking
Kawhi,
we fucking trash.
KD, Kawhi, Kevin Durant, they didn't grow up idolizing Magic Johnson. They grew up like.
It don't matter if they did.
I don't think
LeBron
a lot of people did.
Bitch. LeBron is there. That's they don't really give a fuck. Nobody want to play with that man.
It's about to be real bad because they say shit. Rob Pelinka is the one that's stopping a lot of our moves, and he about to have. Like, more power than what he have right now, so.
Damn.
And that's the problem. Like, Magic got relationships that he can get stuff done, but then when they get to Rob, they like, nah, we don't fuck
with him. I don't know, bro. This is just a result of giving Timothy Mozgov all that big-ass contract, giving Luol Deng that big-ass contract, letting D'Angelo Russell go to get Brook Lopez.
Didn't Magic do that?
Magic
wasn't. I don't know who it was. But all I'm saying is, this is the end result.
Magic got that right before the Lonzo and them draft.
But then you got
now you got Lonzo who don't want to be there.
Like they said Jerry West said he laughed when they told him when he found out who he wanted in return for Zubac.
For Zubac.
Muscala. Mike Muscala. They was like, yeah, we'll give you Zubac. You just got to take Michael Beasley with him. Yeah. And Jay West said he was laughing at them about it.
About them being able to get Zubac.
Them getting a talented young big man, and all they gave up with Muscala, who I hadn't seen hit a shot in 3 years.
I don't even know who that is.
He been in the league 3 years?
I don't know. But however long he been there, I ain't seen him hit a shot.
But, The thing that I fucking, that video I sent y'all, that showed me all I needed to fucking know about the Lakers, dog. When that nigga was talking about Kate signing KCP, was like, when Jesus come back to earth for some
I ain't gonna see that.
I'm not even gonna bring that up.
Bruh, he was talking about the day KCP signed. He was like, the day KCP signed was like the day Jesus did something. And I was like, this is not a good time. Like, this is not an accomplishment. Like, what the fuck? Like, KCP, he finna fucking leave.
Oh, to his 40-point game?
No.
It's like Jesus returning.
I'm about to find this shit.
I'm about to find this shit.
I do remember
that. When they did the little,
and
yeah,
I know
what you're talking about.
He was saying something about it.
They had me fooled. I thought he was straight. That was KCP. I don't even know that nigga like that.
Me and Jax, we was talking about, man, we was having, like, last week, one got to go. When it came to Webby Boosie and them, that Webby and Boosie conversation led us to, like, he was like, that's like saying Vince Carter is better than Kobe because he played longer. Yeah. And I was like, it's actually like saying T-Mac is better than D-Wade because for 2-3 years he was like top three in the league.
T-Mac.
So it's T-Mac.
Oh, okay.
But so who do you have as far as better player, T-Mac or D-Wade?
Hold on. Before we get into that, I want to say, looking back at it, you're not going to remember all the small things. You're going to remember the big accomplishments. You're going to think of, you know, like, shit that stands out. So, even with, like, rap, basketball, whatever, it's like, even if you look at Tupac and Biggie, what they had a strong 4-5 years,
mm-hmm.
It just depends on who got the best work of art, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
I'm saying, like, nope.
Tupac is still a lot of niggas' GOAT. You feel me?
Nigga, that don't have nothing to do with it.
No,
yeah,
but
ask the question.
No, real talk. This is what I'm saying. But look, this is what I'm saying. Like, it depends on how good your best year is. Because, like, D-Rose, we know how hard everybody fuck with D-Rose. But D-Rose ain't had a season like that since he.
Yeah. That's
yeah, but it's like D-Rose is still going to be.
Because of that big
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
But that MVP, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, bro. Like, that's why. You can go ahead, but y'all see what I'm saying.
I don't think it's as close as people saying. To be honest, I think it's easily D-Wade.
Over T-Mac?
Yeah, I got D-Wade easily. He just did more on the court. T-Mac was score, but
shit to do
with T-Mac didn't play no D. I don't think he really like got his players involved in the game, like talking about. That's why T-Mac didn't really go. Did T-Mac get past the first round?
Oh. Never. And not until he was bench riding the Spurs.
Yeah, so
they
lost in the final.
And not to take nothing from T-Mac, because at that time I thought T-Mac was a lot better than Kobe.
He was gonna be up there with Kobe.
Yeah,
as far as
if he didn't have the injuries. But
see, yeah, because I feel like his whole career was pretty much just a big what if. Because remember him, Grant Hill, and Mike Miller all went to the Magic.
Yeah, T-Mac had a lot of that.
Mike Miller. Fucking back went out his third year in the league. Grant Hill always dealt with injuries.
And that's crazy. Niggas forget how tough Mike Miller was supposed to be coming in. Mike Miller was supposed to be tough coming in.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, and don't get me wrong, T-Mac, you know, was one of my favorite players. But, yeah. You know, he didn't turn up until he left Toronto. But when he turned up, what did he really – like, he was scoring the shit out of the ball. But where did he really lead his team? Like, the years he was scoring champion –
you gotta think about it. D-Wade only led his team one time when he had Shaq.
In scoring?
He only led his team
to the championship.
Oh, to the championship.
Yeah.
But
so
that's
like, I don't really count the years with LeBron. Even when D-Wade did lead the finals in scoring on the Heat, he still had LeBron and Bosh. So it's like he wasn't the forefront of that team.
Which finals? The one they lost?
The first one they lost. When they first teamed up, D-Wade averaged the most in the finals.
I was about to say, he was averaging like 30 something that series.
The year before LeBron came, he was scoring champ, I believe. Might have been the year before or 2 years before that he was scoring champ.
They ain't go nowhere, probably.
No, they ain't do that.
Nah,
but
their team was bad.
Okay, that goes back to your point. You said...
It's like what Paul Pierce saying. It's like, fuck, if you give T-Mac fucking LeBron and Bosh, he gonna do the same thing. If you give Paul Pierce you would never know.
But I said we'd never know. But like I said,
if you judge T Mac best shit and judge Wade best shit, it's a toss up.
Ain't no toss up.
I don't know.
Ball head, long sock D Wade. What am I fucking with that?
Yeah, that was another
crazy.
You know, you crazy nigga.
Crazy.
D Wade averaged 4 of them last 4 games, and they won OC.
Because the year before LeBron got to Miami, I thought D Wade was. I thought him and LeBron was neck and neck for, like, what, two of because I still had Kobe one, but I think they was, like, neck and neck. I thought D-Wade was better than LeBron when LeBron got there. But that was just my personal opinion.
LeBron never was, like, the best player in the league to me ever. Like, the only year I think I gave it to him was I had to because the year they beat the Warriors. That was the only time I had to give it to him because I can't argue with it. Like, okay, they came back from 3-1, but LeBron ain't never just been – the best player in the league to me ever.
That's been me too, but shit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
not a popular
because even when Kobe retired, it was like, okay, you got KD.
Yeah.
You got Melo.
I've never had LeBron high.
Stat wise, hell yeah. Like, stat wise, he gonna look the best on paper. And he still look the best on paper to this day.
28-8-8.
Oh, and when he retired, he might have some of the best numbers
ever
we've seen, period.
I don't really want to get into that bag with y'all, but I don't too much see how. Yeah,
I got T Mac over Wade. Fuck that.
Okay, so that
13-33, nigga. Fuck all that.
That makes me think. Okay, Gilbert Arenas had 3 great ass years. So are you saying he's a better player than Steph?
Gilbert Arenas is a finesse, king finesse.
His preference. I'm taking Steph over a lot of point guards. I'm taking Steph over Magic. I'm taking Steph over Russ. I'm taking Steph over Chris Paul. I'm taking Steph over. What's another great point guard y'all
fuck with? That's Oscar bad, Robinson, though.
Huh?
Gilbert Arenas against Steph. That's kind
of
bad.
Who is the best point guard of all time?
A lot of people say Magic.
I'm taking Steph over Magic.
Isaiah Thomas.
I probably take Gilbert Arenas over Magic.
Who not taking Steph?
A lot of people
that be niggas on like the Warriors.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people in like right now that say Steph not the best point guard in the league.
Yeah, I would. Steph would be
It ain't about who the best in the league. It's about who could succeed who could succeed the most in any system. You gonna get that with Steph. We seeing Kyrie going through it right now, low key. Only averaging what, like 24.
He not even
that's going, not a lie for him, though. But Kyrie could average 40.
Technically, that's his best. This is his best year. Averaging 24, 7, and 5.
Gilbert Arenas over Kyrie.
Who?
Gilbert Arenas over Kyrie.
Nah, I ain't taking it. Kyrie might be the only person I'd take over still.
I'm trying to think of another point guard that'll be more like, because of course this is gonna be a lose for sure with Steph, because Steph done been killing for
the
media.
Yeah,
compare somebody else.
Gilbert Arenas, see, when you say better player, it's just, it's like a toss. Like you say, it's preference.
Yeah.
Like, some people are really saying Paul Pierce was better than D Wade. Was they smoking dope? But
I'm just saying, like, bruh,
smoking that shit.
It's like how you can't take nobody over Steph, bro. You can't take nobody. You can't take over a nigga that's gonna give you 11 threes in one game.
A lot of it is his overall impact too, though. Just like that's why I don't.
The only
get,
thing you can say about it is his defense, but it's like. Like niggas Steph were saying, defense. Who the fuck in the league really played defense?
I can't
who really locked down?
I never let
Giannis
people
get
chased
down blocks, but it's like.
I never let people get that on Steph. Because if you watch
the
game,
let them know.
Steph, or, like,
He topping steals every year.
Not even that, but if you watch a game, like James Harden came out, Steph damn near slapped the floor and got the clap in his hands, like, yeah, come on. Like,
Steph
plays good ass D. Most of the time, niggas just end up shooting over him. That's not bad defense. That's just a good shot.
Yeah, like when Kyrie was cooking his ass, Kyrie would have cooked any nigga in the league.
That game seven shot.
Don't matter who the fuck was on Kyrie, nigga.
That was good ass defense.
That game seven shot, Kyrie mixed, Curry was there. Then he hit a step back towards his strong hand and pulled up.
Good offense always going to
be good. Good offense going to be good. Going to put good defense every single time. I don't care how good of a defender you are.
You don't block that bitch.
If that nigga's a score, you don't put it in there.
A nigga who don't play basketball don't know how tough
like,
that was.
It's just like Kobe. Like Tony Allen was that nigga. Then he played Kobe and it was like Matt Barnes was that nigga on defense, played Kobe, and he wanted to go to the Lakers. It's like, bro, like Nah, bro.
Before we get to the playoff predictions,
it ain't nobody that's just been like that. Nigga can lock up anybody in the league.
Before real we get talk. To them, these playoff predictions, I'm gonna go ahead and say y'all wildin' by saying LeBron has never been the best player in the league, but we gonna.
I can't. Nah.
Well, see that. Did it stop?
Cause I'm a Kobe fan, so see, I'm biased, I guess.
See, but nah, I ain't gonna say biased because it's like your thing with Giannis. You was like a nigga who really just can't shoot or never be the best player in the league because you look at it as overall skill.
Skill set. Because skill set is better than athleticism.
See, but I look at it as overall impact. Like, just overall impact.
Harden got a better overall impact.
Than Giannis or LeBron? Harden.
What I ain't going to say LeBron. LeBron
got what all goes in the impact? Offense and defense and...
I say offense.
If you come out the game, presence. If you come out the game, how hard your team gonna suffer? Harden is. Harden not on the Rockets, they like what the Lakers, the worst. They were the Suns.
I don't think so, dog. Chris Paul and Eric Gordon are real deal. Who?
Eric Gordon.
Right? I don't know.
Eric Gordon. I can argue Eric Gordon was the reason they lost their last like three games. But Chris Paul been hooping his ass off. I ain't gonna stunt. I watched that last one. He was.
Yeah, he had like four threes.
He was hooping.
So that's what. So all right, we gonna go with the.
I don't give a fuck about overall impact though, because that could just be the system you in. That could just be the system you in. Real talk.
Like, a lot of people thought that with Kawhi. Kawhi hooping with the Raptors.
I think Steph get the shooting them bitches from deep like that and shimmy in. He gonna turn anybody else.
We gonna come back on the playoff prediction because I don't know, but we gonna see how good niggas really is. Because I can't fucking wait. Can't fucking wait till Harden go the fuck off. I can't wait till Giannis get bounced in the first round. I can't wait till Russ and Paul George go to the Western Conference Finals.
Now you ain't making me right because I said Warriors and Thunder on what, the first podcast?
I'm making you right.
I said Warriors and Thunder. That was my prediction on the very first podcast.
We got to go back and check.
I said Warriors and Rockets. I ain't saying Lakers for damn.
I know I said Warriors and Lakers.
That's tough.
Yeah, the Warriors ain't. Yeah, well, that don't count because I ain't know how the season was gonna be.
Nah, you fucked up.
I ain't know how the season was gonna be.
So y'all wanna wait to see how the first games play out to do the playoff predictions for the first round?
That's gonna be too long. We gonna be the missed.
We only been missed like the first two games.
Well, I'm a
shit no.
They gonna play.
They start Saturday.
Saturday
next Friday.
Oh yeah, that'd be three. Saturday, Monday, Wednesday.
So I'm gonna go with mine since y'all ain't ready. I'm going to go, I got Warriors in four. I have Spurs. Warriors over the Clippers in four. I got the Spurs upsetting the Nuggets, which I don't think is really up.
You ain't
got
to say the games. Just say you got, it's going to be a long time.
Yeah, okay, so I got Spurs over Nuggets. That's not really an upset, but I just feel like Denver just overachieved. I got
the Hawks.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Like, I got the Thunder. I got the Thunder putting the Blazers out only because Nurkic is out. I got the Rockets winning a tough one with against the Jazz. And then in the Eastern Conference, I got Bucks over Pistons. I got Sixers over the Nets. I think it's going to be tough, though. I got Raptors over the Magic. I'm not trying to watch that series, but I think the Raptors going to win. And then I have Celtics over the Pacers.
I got
Celtics over the Pacers.
Really?
Yeah.
You said...
So you got Spurs over Nuggets too?
Yeah. I'm about to say that's the only one I'll probably change because Jokic tough. I can see that one going long. That's going to be a long series and it being a toss up, but I can see the Spurs winning that series. I wouldn't be surprised if
the only
Nuggets
upset. Won. Well, I guess the Spurs and Nuggets will be upset, but the only upset that I think people sleep on is either going to be the Magic over Toronto.
Chill.
Me chill.
You can't name five players on the match right now.
Man, don't do this because I can. But, right. And I'm going to say this too.
I got to see
name
this.
Five.
I'm going to say this too.
No, I'm trying to name the five.
Bro, come on.
No, we not coming on.
He about to say Jameer Nelson. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, since y'all niggas want to do this again, I don't lose to this shit, bro. Look, you got DJ Augustine.
Okay.
Got Aaron Gordon. You got Mo Bamba. You got.
That's where it slowed down at.
Hello. Hello, DJ Augustine, Mo Bamba, Eric Gordon, Evan Fournier, Terrence Ross.
Okay, you watching.
Y'all got me fucked up, man.
You watching. You watch
he didn't have no more.
I play 2K, nigga.
Oh, yeah, you do play 2K. I play 2K. Random team. All right, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. This is episode 10. We made a little milestone.
You know. And they got Vujicic. All right.
Six.
I don't even think they got that nigga no more.
Yeah, that's all. Old boy dunked on.
And they got Jonathan Simmons. Man, come on.
They ain't got Jonathan Simmons.
They don't have him no more.
Oh, they had him.
Yeah. You trying to shine. Fuck, though. But, so we're going to go ahead and get out of here. You know, hit us up with all feedback. Hit us up with all suggestions.
We doing the black businesses again? I think I got one.
Shout out to all of them, but if you got a new one, man, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we going to put them in the description anyway, man. So just check out the description. You over there fumbling.
I don't know what with my phone.
Fucking up. But
Cupcake Junkie.
Who?
Cupcake Junkie.
Cupcake Junkie.
Black-owned business.
Okay.
Show them some love.
So, yeah.
Y'all keep showing those businesses love.
What she said, like cupcakes?
Right up the street on Corsa.
I would think so.
Yeah. Cupcakes. Shout out to Cupcake Sweet lady. Junkie. Real nice business.
Like Cupcake Junkie on Instagram?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Cupcake Junkie BR.
Okay. We always support the black businesses.
And we're going to try and start getting some stuff together tied up with some black businesses. Yeah. So we can probably give y'all like some discounts or something for showing us love and showing them love. Yeah, so y'all
come
stay
up
tuned.
Here, man. We be cooling, dog. Come up and promote y'all shit, man.
I'm sorry for fucking it up if I did, but we going to put it in the bio. So.
All right, yeah. We gonna put all the black businesses that we fool in the
shit
bio.
Shit is delicious.
So hit us. Nigga say delicious. So hit us up, you know, with feedback. Keep coming with the question of the week. Keep coming with all the support, all the shares. On Apple, make sure you make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. On Spotify, make sure you follow. On Anchor, make sure you support and favorite. As always, we're going to close it out with the vibe of the week by Tia. On Instagram, that's T_MP. And the song is All About You. Out on YouTube, get out of support.